We heard that when Andy was listening to your message that the Holy Spirit stirred him up and he was like anointed. And so we were blessed by that. And so we are all here. I think this is what Cornelius said. We are all here sitting, waiting to hear what God has given you to say to us. So, God bless you and keep you.
Thank you so much. I use this.
You can use that. Do you want to hold it?
Yes, if that possible. Thank you so much. Thank you. I don't know how to use this, so
do you want to
not use that.
not use it. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Andy. Can you pray for me, please? Thank you for the service.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you this morning that Shapur's come and he's made it. And Father, we know that without you we can do nothing. And yet, Lord, we believe in a God with whom nothing is impossible. So, Lord, we recognize that you're the one who makes the difference. And Father, I pray this morning that you would come with anointings. And Father, come to speak your word to us through this man in Jesus' name. We depend on you, Lord.
Yes.
And we turn our eyes to you, Lord, that you might empower him to deliver your message to us this morning by the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Hello to everyone. My name is Shapur, and I'm so honored to be in this place. Thank you, Andy. Thank you for whole leadership to having me in this place. I am originally from Iran. I came to this country 12 years ago. And I love England so much because this nation changed my life spiritually. So I have the promise to the Lord to give back to this nation by preaching the gospel. This nation have a great history of sending lots of missionaries all around the world. And so Lord is not forget all those days. What the fathers sow in the nation, now you are reaping. God sending lots of African, Middle Eastern people and others, they sharing the gospel back. And God has not forgotten England. And but his ways always is different than our ways. In Isaiah 55 says, his ways is way beyond our ways. And many people say, we heard lots of movement between refugee and others. I said, you know, there is movement. Everywhere there is brokenness. And when you are zero, he is number one. He become that. So more zero you are, more number is that. So imagine you are zero, 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 and God put in his one, and you become like a billion. But if you are like one or two, maybe like if God has come along with you, so become 11, 12. It's not go so far. And this is the key, being nothing. Moses had a three season of their life. Dale Moody says the first 40, he was thinking he's somebody. And second 40, he found that he's nobody. Third, God can do what God can do through someone. When he found out he is nobody, he took the church of the 1 million people, more than 1 million people, out of Egypt to promised land. So this is huge thing, to brokenness, to become that place. We are nobody without him. We need him. We need to come to his table, as this morning said, feed from him, eat from him, take from him, look to him. We live by him. And everything apart from that, it's just something we are deceived. We are fed from the world, and we should put away. Say, Lord, without you, I am nothing. Even Jesus said when the devil was offering, he said, you are hungry, you are fasting, and eat this bread. You know, turn this stone to the bread. What he said, man shall not live by bread alone, by every word is coming. So that word is talking, it's not talking about the word of God. It's talking about every word is coming freshly. The revelation, rhema word. What is your feeding? What do you take from cross? Take from Jesus? What do you receive from the Holy Spirit? So my prayer is today, there will be something from the Word of God we can feed from Jesus himself. Amen. I have a few, one video. So when it's ready, my friend is going to show that video, which was, I was in Turkey. I go to Middle East as well as I preach the gospel in this beautiful nation. And I take a team and I share the gospel all around the world. And one of the recent trip that was in July 2019, we took team of 50 from all around the world, and 37 people came from America, 15 people came, no, 12 people came from England, few people from Europe, and even one person came all the way from Africa, from Heidi Baker's ministry. Her admin came, and take team from Robbie Dawkins' ministry and Awakening Europe and all of this. And the reason I would love to show this video, because the title I asked to preach and to share from the Holy Spirit, the person of Holy Spirit, I would like to see the person of Holy Spirit in action. Because when we see, it makes different. Especially in my heart, to see more Muslims come to Christ. This is my number one target and the calling from the Lord. Because I was Muslim, I become a Christian. And in a few weeks, I don't know where we have another meeting, I will share full my testimony, how Lord redeemed me from darkness to the light. And but important of the Holy Spirit in the ministry. Today I'm going to share about the importance of the Holy Spirit, person of the Holy Spirit. I would like to discover of that. And but I would like to see, because what you hear these days in Iran, you know, last weeks, what you heard, like a bombing and dun-dun, all the news, always they're like a, you hear bad news. And if you imagine like last 3 years, 4 years, you're listening to the news, always bad news. Like when you turn into the like news, is bad news is coming. And you just like waiting. Last week, some of my friends said, when we gonna hear the good news? I said, you don't need to hear good news because you are saved. You have the good news. Share it. And he said, oh, what? I said, yes, you have the good news. Go and take it. Share with people. But when unless you not share the good news, you will hear the bad news. Because you are the reporter. You have the CNN, BNN, CBN, whatever. You are the TV, you are Echo. You have a unique voice to this world. And as God giving you opportunity to share the gospel with other people. And the reason I would like to share this video, this video is critical in Turkey. And we brought a team of around 34 people from Iran, leader from Iran, to train and send back to that nation. And also we trained, I don't know, in different city, at least we trained 1,000 people, each place like 100, 200 people gathered all around that place, training them, baptizing them. We had 37 people get baptized. And so Lord is the signs and wonder and the salvation and healing, restoration. But most important, how to equip them to be disciple, not just come to Christ and just go to church. Every Sunday do the same. Now we would like to, by God's grace, to help people to move in the power of Holy Spirit, but also be committed to the Lord Jesus. So let's see this video, and then you will see the power of Holy Spirit. Many people, one minute if I explain this. Many people say reaching to Muslim is very hard. I refuse to believe that lie, because that is not my Bible and not my God. My God says nothing hard for me. So I will go for that, and I will believe the word of God. I'm not going to believe what the word is saying to me or what other people's opinion. It's very important to rely and feed on the word of God. If God says, yes. If God says hard for me, okay, let's say hard for me. So for God, turning the whole nation to Christ in 1 minute is like this. God can, you know, allow the enemy hit each other, and suddenly you saw everybody is ready for Christ. We had 500 believers 30 years ago in Iran. 500 believers. Right now, last 10 years, we have seen 2 million people come to Christ. So Iranian church is the fastest growing church all around the world. So China, last 3 years, is number 2. I have a good friend of Chinese, And I said, we are number one. And he said, what are you talking? I said, our country is number one. Now we are number two. Like a Liverpool fan and the Manchester City fan. And we say, we are number one. So he's just like laughing. But it's a good way of the saying, you know, our country is number one of the growing the gospel and the church is spreading. But we don't have any church buildings open. There's no church building open in Iran because the government shut down and this is illegal in Iran. If someone become a Christian, they will arrest, they will take to the prison. We have many martyrs 30 years ago. Nowadays, they don't kill, but they put in sentence 12 years, 13 years. If they arrest anybody with the Bible, simple. If you are Muslim and you carry the Bible, that could carry the crime for you inside Iran. So imagine how they read the Bible. Imagine how they gather together. In some of the meetings, they are just only, they carry the one page, like Matthew 1. One person, if they arrested, at least one person go to prison. So they don't have a Bible in full. I'm not saying not they don't have. They are very be careful. The Bible is going. We use the technology through the app, through mobile and other things. When they're gathering, they are gathering 2x2, 3x3. There's a documentary you can see, Sheep Amongst Wolves, in the YouTube. You can see the how God using, and the most powerful movement is the between women in Iran. So these kind of situation, and people say, how can happen? Like saying, there's a paradox in our mindset, saying like, okay, Iran is saying, I'm going to destroy Israel. I'm going to, you know, wipe away America. All this, like, demonic thing is happening. One side, everybody knows the Iranian regime, how evil is. That is pure, like, a non-questionable thing. It's like, put away. But between these, how you see God is working? This is that we call power of Holy Spirit. We say, you can close the church. You can even not allow people have the Bible, but you couldn't stop the Holy Spirit. And this is the power of Holy Spirit. You will see people encountering, people they're equipping, and the life changing. The team we took from America and Europe to go and serve them, to teach them, you will hear, they were shocked how hungry these people are. They say that we are blessed because we came to serve, but we seems like we are, by serving, we are already served, as like the eyes start opening, where we are, what we should do. What is my personal commitment to the Lord by hearing this, by seeing this? What is my personal walk with the Lord? What I'm going to do? What I'm going to say to the Lord this year, 2020? I was preaching last week. I was said, change your day and your year will change. How are you going to change your 24 hour? And if you change that, if you meditate on that, if you put in the front of the Lord, you will see in your year, many things in this city will change. Many things in this church will change. This morning I was buying something because I didn't have breakfast, and we met the Pakistani person. And first of all, we you know, sat now, we take the other place, and we saw the mosque over there. I said, stop that. We need to pray for number one. And I stepped down and we pray for the, you know, salvation of those people. In Liverpool, I go to inside the mosque and share the gospel. So this church, this mosque was closed. But we came and shared the gospel this morning before to come here. So there's no event of outreach. It's good, but your lifestyle must be changed. The walking with the Lord, praying, fasting, close relation with the Holy Spirit, and you will see things start shifting in your community. And this is beautiful church. I believe, you know, there's a people from Africa, El Salvador, from, you know, England, you know, young and old. This beautiful mix of people. In many churches, I don't see that. Like, there's only British people or Iranian people or only African people. You know, God is God of all nations. Just coming together, young and old, and, you know, this is beautiful. But I believe everything changed from our personal commitment. When we change that, the church starts changing. Amen? So let's see this video, and then from that point, we're going to go for Holy Spirit. Amen? This is false worship, so you can lift up the voice if possible.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we just declare Moving and healing, who had not done it before, who had prayed for other people, and to get these beautiful brothers and sisters to be able to lay hands on each other and to see each other get healed and to see lives impacted. Our team has been powerfully impacted because they were able to see people so hungry. We become so just lethargic and just unproductive many times as a church in the West. What is it for me? What is it for me? But for them to be able to see, here are people who have suffered, who have been through hardship, and really wanting to know, how can I share more of the love of Jesus?
Thank you. Amen. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place. We welcome you in our hearts. We welcome in our lives, God. We welcome you back. We say we are sorry. We repent our sin. And it's in effect in our relationship with you, God. We put ourselves on the altar. And God, we remember the day you save us. We remember the day we promised you. We thank you for your faithfulness and your grace. Your love carries us. God, help us to be under that discipline of the receiving your faithfulness and receiving that grace ongoingly and saying yes to you. Saying yes to you, Lord. You are not looking for perfect people. You are not looking for the people they have all together. God, you're looking for Moses who couldn't talk. You're looking for, God, Gideon who's afraid. You're looking for Peter who's broken. You're looking for a small boy have a 5 bread. And 2 fish to multiply, God. So we come to you with what we have and who we are to see you, God. So Holy Spirit, would you welcome? Would you welcome back in our hearts and our lives, God? We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Welcome you, Holy Spirit. Without you, we are nothing. So would you breathe on us in this morning, this afternoon, God? Help us. We say yes to you, God. I say yes to you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So I would like to mention to you what happened. Iranian government become like John the Baptist for Lord. This is the quote of the one of the greatest leaders we have in Iran. When he shared, he said the Iranian government become John the Baptist for Jesus. And we said, you know, how that, like how you compare that? And he said, you know, as John the Baptist, he opened the door and he just opened the way for Christ to come. This is what's going on. And how is going on? Because Iranian regime is showing the reality of Islam in Iran. They saw the fruit, war, poverty, all this kind of thing. Iran was 40 years ago, we had a Shah, we had a very good economy. If you go and read this story, many people from Europe, England, and even Italy, people they used to go and work in Iran. We have the biggest like oil company, all of this. So people is remembering what's happened by this Islamic revolution. And people is studying and they, you know, they studying and they reading the books and all of this and saying, what's happening to our country? Why this great country become like this? And they know that they know the government did it, and they know what government they're following. And when they saw the government following the Book of Islam, and they saw that this is the fruit, people they become like say, we don't want that anymore. 80% of young generation, young people, they don't go to mosque. What you see in the you know in internet is all lie, all Photoshop, all this kind of thing. And you know, mosques are empty, especially young generation, young people. You know, old traditional people, they still go, they still follow in, but they still have a big anger towards government and big anger toward, they have a lot of questions. So vast majority of Iranian, they have this question in their head. Where are you, God? And even the young people, they say there is no God. You never heard this kind of thing, the history of Iran before. But you are, you can hear from like, if you go to talk 10 young people, maybe five of them, they say there's no God. You don't hear this kind of thing in the news. Because what they see the fruit, it's so bad, brokenness, divorce, and the lack of job, economic crisis, and everything like that. And they know the country they are living, the country is not bad. They know they have everything. So there's a great, great time for the Holy Spirit to visit, the great time to share the gospel, because they're looking for some answer. I remember everybody is coming to Liverpool, is the biggest home office, if I say, like one of the biggest home office in the whole UK. So people come in, when they're claiming as an asylum and a refugee, as I did it, they come, go through the Liverpool. So we have 3 months to 4 months to go to hostels to visit these people. That now means like the hostel is closed. No, the person is coming to that hostel. They are staying for 3 months, 4 months, and then they send by home office to small cities, to other places, so to reaccommodate them. So what we seeing, hearing from these people, all of them, they say, I need peace, I need healing, I'm broken, I have a lot of questions. Last 5 years, especially between Iranian, I never heard anybody ask question me about how about Islam and Christianity. I never heard, even one person. They say, we know that is not our case, but this is God is real? Is God is, you know, you can trust? How we know what you're saying is there is not lie as they said to us? So we don't have any option apart from Word of God and Holy Spirit. We say, you know, read the Bible. You, if you read the Bible, Holy Spirit will speak to you. And you will know the truth, and truth will set you free. But even when they read the Bible, if the Holy Spirit is not there, they're not going to understand what they read, and they're going to think this is just a story. You know, Peter and John and those people, they talk 2,000 years ago. How I know is real? Because they were sharing like a 400 years, this, you know, this prophet and that prophet. Finally, they find out that's not real. That is not truth, and we've been deceived. And I was talking to a taxi driver another day, an Uber taxi driver, and I said, do you know Jesus loves you? He said, thank you, sir, very nice of you. I said, yeah, but do you know that or not? He said, no, I am not religious. I said, I'm not religious either. He said, oh, you're talking about the Jesus. I said, Jesus is not religion. Jesus is, you know, Son of God. He came to give you relationship with the best daddy, best father in heaven. And you need that relationship. And I said, it's not about your work, about Jesus done on the cross by his blood. It's not about that, because I could feel his hurt by the various background church or groups or anything. You know, we are not going on that. And he was just saying, I never heard about that. I said, you never heard Jesus died on the cross? He said, yes, but I didn't know. It's not about my work, about his work. I never knew that. It's all about like what he done. I was thinking if I do good, I will go to heaven. If I did bad, I will go to hell. I said, this is Quran. This is Islam. And he said, really? That's different? I said, yes. And then I started sharing the gospel. And he was tearing his eyes and he was giving his life to Jesus. This is not one time. Maybe 100 times it happened. And the people, they need to hear the gospel, but also, and he said, I don't know why. There's some wars, like a worm. Something happened in my taxi. I never happened. I said, this is the Holy Spirit. And they know, because if they don't have the peace for a long time, if the peace of God come, they're going to feel there's something changing. And this is real. And I said, this is real. This is, I don't want to deceive you. You don't have any benefit to me. Today I'm going to say bye-bye. See you later. You're going to go your way. I'm going to go my way. But how about thinking like this? Maybe God put you in my way to share the gospel. And he started crying again. I said, what happened? He said, that because 2 months ago, someone else shared the gospel with me. But I didn't listen. I said, why are you crying? I said, if this is true, show me. And now I know it's true. There's reality. People need to sense that. They believe that. They see in your life. Somehow, by sharing, by sowing, by, you know, watering, whatever is caused. I was in School of Evangelism by Reinhard Bonnke in London a few years ago. And that was eyes-opening for me. I mean, so good, because we were going there for training, and the second or third day, Daniel Colinda asked, how many evangelists we have here? And we said, everybody raised their hand. There was 250 people that were chosen by them. And then they said, how many people you share the gospel? Nobody. Just only a few people. And they said, all of that, you go to restaurant and this, none of you have your house. Everybody either in a hotel or the friend's house, or you're going to shop, the McDonald's, others, you never share the gospel. You never said to anybody, Jesus loves you. So if you don't do it, he told us, this week you're not going to do any time of your life. So I said, God, okay, I am scary. I don't know how to share, but I'm going to take the step. I'm going to share the easiest part. Jesus loves you, because that's very nice. And everybody's going to say, thank you. So the training finished. I was going back to Liverpool, and I was on the queue to get the ticket from the machine. And I heard in my heart, is the prompting, share the gospel with the front person in front of you. And I was saying, God, no. Because this is London, Houston, and so busy. This is not the place. But I remember, I can say Jesus loves you. And I didn't know how I should do. And behind me. And I was thinking, this is nice to do some Christian act. To ask him, you come forward. So he came to forward. And he said, very nice of you. I said, I'm not Harry. You just go. And then I said, sir, sorry, Jesus loves you. And he looked at me and I said, God, I told you, this is a bad place. So I was relieved from my job. Because salvation is not your job, it's not my job. Praise the Lord. That is the job of the Holy Spirit. I mean, there's no burden on us. But love is our job. Fortunately or unfortunately, we have a part we should play as well. Amen? So I told, and then I was just like this, you know, funny way of talking to God. God, I did my job. Thank you. So if people said, did you share the gospel? I said, yeah. I said, Jesus loves you. So, and then I was finishing my, you know, that dictionary kind of talking to God. And God said, tell him again. And I said, God, take it easy. You know, I just finished my training now. You know, you just give a little bit more time. And I told, you know, I but that was very clear from God. I knew he's just like a dean, do it. And I said, sir, Jesus loves you. And he looked to me and said, this time was angry. So I said, God, you know, you told to love your neighbor. You know, I don't want harm him. I want to nice to him. I try to bring reason to God, you know. Many times we have this beautiful conversation. We try to say, God, maybe you don't understand enough. If you go this way, we can lead you in, you know, green pasture. We can help you. We can carry you, oh Lord. You just move with what we move in. And then I was just doing like that, and I was definitely hoping God not to speak again. Because this time he was angry and outside the comfort zone. And God said, tell him you are not from this country. And I'm telling to you, Jesus loves him. And you tell him, you will never leave, God will never leave him or forsake him. I was shocked, and I said, God, I'm going to tell Andron, because not time to stay. I'm going to tell my obedience, but I'm not going to stay next to him, at least. And I said, sir, I am not from this country. I am from another country. And God told me to tell you, Jesus loves you. And God said, I will never leave you or forsake you. And then I start going. I didn't want to wait for his response. And then he come back, sir. And I wasn't sure what is meaning, like a sir, is good sir or bad sir? Or lovely sir. So I found out, you know, he's very, you know, he wanna listen more or something. And he took me to the, you know, quiet place. And he said, why you said that? I said, why? He said, why you said you are not from this country? I said, because I'm not from this country. And he said, no, it's very interesting for me. Do you share this kind of thing regularly with people? I said, no. This is like, I was in the training and I heard, and this like a progress. I was struggling. And he started crying and weeping. And he said, this ticket you see in my hand? I said, yes. He said, I'm going to London Bridge to kill myself. And I said, why? He said, because this is second time my wife, like I had a relationship with another man and they left me. And I told to God, this is last chance I'm giving to you. Even people from this country, they share the gospel, giving me track or Bible or anything, I'm not going to listen. Send me from another country and tell me I'm not going to leave you, because I couldn't carry anymore. And he was weeping and crying, and he was giving his life to Jesus in London, Euston, and hugging me and teared up that ticket. We need to follow the Holy Spirit. Sometimes it's a small word, Jesus loves you. Sometimes it's very afraid. You try to do something and you're not sure. You should tell or you shouldn't tell. And many people say, you are fearless. I said, no. A spirit of fear comes to every person, but you choose another one. Each time, there's no place you say, there will be no fear in my life. No. You choose each step. You choose to conquer. By some act, by some work, this is practical way of the Holy Spirit moving during the day. You go and you want to talk to someone, if one side of you is saying, they don't want to listen, you know, just put away. Tell. Say, this is your job, God. It's not my job to save him, but I'm going to love. I'm going to buy some coffee. One time I was in Costa, and Lord spoke to me, buy a coffee, the person behind me, and I buy it for him. And person said, why are you buying for me? I said, you know, because Jesus loves me and I love you. I said, that's nice of you. And he bought for another person. 11 people bought that. And every person said, what happening? I said, that person who bought for me and I bought for you. And said, why he bought for you? And he started telling, because Jesus loves him and he loves me. And I don't know Jesus loves me, but I love you. And he started like sharing the gospel. It's a very simple way. Very simple way. Sometimes we make so complicated. And this was in my heart to make sure to help you. It's very easy way. Your daily conversation, put something in the Facebook. Even you just seen like amazing people like John Bieber or the, you know, Kim Kardashian husband and others, how they share in the Facebook and Instagram about Jesus. They make an album. Jesus is the King. How many of us, we have a social media? How we use that? How many scriptures we send? I'm not saying be religious. I'm not saying each time to carry the Bible, and if you don't have a Bible, you are something wrong about you. No, I'm not telling that. But I'm telling people around us, they are looking for some answer, for peace, for joy, for love, for some answer. Doesn't matter if they are from Iran or England or from any part of the world. They are looking for this lovely God who is God of love, mercy, joy, peace. We can reveal through our action. We can reveal through daily deed we can do for them. That's why Jesus said, love your enemy. Pray for your enemy. That is very important. Even the subject next 3 weeks, you're going to learn about praying for your city, praying for nations. Sometimes people, they mix Islam with Muslims. I said, you know, Islam is totally different with the Muslims. Muslim is the people. God loves everybody. He died for whole people of the planet Earth. He didn't die for the white or black or the green or yellow. He died for everybody. So if I want to know that God, I want to follow his ways. And if I couldn't pray, if I couldn't talk to certain kind of people, I need to search my heart by prayer. Father, I don't know what is in my heart. Why I couldn't do it? Why I couldn't pray for people? You know, that's going to come, the lies of enemy. Because many times we are deceived by media. We start hating. Many people, they start hating Muslims, even Christian. This is not from God, believe me. I hate the wrong teaching. I hate devil. I hate demonic, you know, activity. I hate demons, but I love everybody. If we go with that, you know, I was in Germany last week, and I failed to asking them, to ask God to forgive them because of the being racist, man, they've been like against country. And I don't know why I mentioned about England and others. You know, several people start weeping. And they said that this was in our heart for a long time. And I said, my goodness, take it out quickly. Resolve with the Lord. We couldn't go with the history and others. We are Christian. Our history was cross. We were sinners. Jesus died on the cross. And he said, Father, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. And he gave us example to forgive people, to keep forgiving people. And if something hurting you makes more anger rise inside of you or something like that, we get angry when we hear about the bombing. We get angry when we hear about war or everything like that. But I never hear the news. For 9 years, I never had a TV. Because everything is nonsense, bad news, bad news. I like to watch a movie, you know, a funny movie. I like to watch football. I like to, you know, go to cinema to see the best, funniest, everything bring joy inside of me. I'm not saying be not aware of what's happening, but don't meditate it. Because if you're meditating on the lie of enemy and all the bad news, all you're going to have in your heart is fear, anxiety. You're not going to able to share the gospel. You're not able to love people. Jesus had 12 disciples. My sermon is start from for the Holy Spirit. Had 12 disciples. One of them, what happened? Left Jesus. These 11 people, what happened? How they changed the whole world? We have now 2 billion Christians. Why we are saying, oh, what's going to happen with the movement of certain group of people? Because we don't have the Holy Spirit. We don't follow the Holy Spirit. We don't baptize with the Holy Spirit. You know, Peter was with Jesus for 3 years. What happened? He denied Jesus 3 times. This old woman came and said, are you with Christ? What he said? I don't know him. But same Peter, what happened to same Peter? He stood before 3,000 people. And he shared the gospel. Before, he was using the sword, anger, bitterness, earthly, fleshly thing. But this time, the word of God became his sword to press the people's hearts. 3,000 people came to Christ. What happened to Peter was afraid from the all this kind of thing happened in the storm. He was asleep in the prison. What happened to Paul was persecuting the churches. What happened to him? Many people say Jesus encountered. Yes and no. Jesus encountered him. He became blind. But read the Bible. He said, Ananias said, go and lay hand. He shall be filled with the Holy Spirit. Paul, after encounter with Jesus, sitting in the home, not doing anything. Encounter with the Holy Spirit is the beginning. Beginning our relationship with Father and with the Holy Spirit. Father and Son is not on planet Earth. They are in heaven. Holy Spirit is here. Go and read the Bible in John 14, 15, 16. Jesus said, I am going, but I will send the Helper. I will send the Holy Spirit. But if I don't know who is Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit is unlimited Jesus. Anything you know about Jesus, unlimited. So multiply. Because Jesus would be in Jerusalem. Not couldn't go to Iran, not couldn't go to America, not go, but Holy Spirit can. Because Holy Spirit is not embodied. He's Holy Spirit. Spirit. He is God, 100%. Imagine in the beginning, it said that when God created the earth, the Holy Spirit was hovering. God breathed on Adam. He became like a living creature. There's a 270 time in Old Testament talking about the Spirit. 90 time in the New Testament. When Mary said, how that become? Like, I can have a child. He said, this is from Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit was the one bring God to man. Not Father, not Son. How Jesus become flesh, become human? Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit was that, you know, making God to bring in the womb of Mary. This is the power of the Holy Spirit. Imagine what else is talking in Bible. There's no mention about the unforgiveness of the sins in any area. But Jesus said, anything you say about me or anything will be forgiven, but any sin against Holy Spirit. Why? I think he wants to make people be aware of who is the Holy Spirit. You just read the Bible. You know, Jesus born from Holy Spirit. Jesus had the Holy Spirit in him. But for 40 years, he never performed anything. There's no healing. His shadow not healed anybody. And he was grown man. When he was baptized, this time he heard, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. But this time Holy Spirit came on him. Holy Spirit in you is for your sanctification. Holy Spirit on you is for your ministry. That is why Jesus, after that, he said, the Spirit of the Lord upon me. He anointed me to preach the gospel. And this is the starting point. This is the starting point. When Jesus died on the cross, it is finished. For what? Let me tell the word what. Imagine like in chapter 2, Genesis, when God breathed and that Adam become like a living creature. What happened in John 20? In the first day of resurrection, Jesus appeared to those people. They're afraid and they're in the door and they don't want to go outside, fearful. Represent me, the church of Jesus Christ in century of 20. They are gathering and they don't want to go. In Europe, how many million we have Christian? In Germany, this, oh, we don't know what's going to happen. This refugees come. And I said, look to them. They are broken people. But how many millions Christian we have in Germany? How many millions we have in Italy? You don't have the courage to go and share the gospel? Maybe you need to look the Bible. Maybe we are going need to be go back to Christ, feed from him. We need to go back. Say, Jesus, what are you teaching to us? What Jesus teach to them? Shalom. First thing, he said, don't be afraid. And what he did? Receive the Holy Spirit. What he is doing? New creation. The creation was lost by the sin, corrupted. Now he died on the cross. He washed the sin away. He made that relationship back to the Father possible. And now he's saying, you are new creation. And he breathed in us. But Christians stay in that place. They want to say, okay, what are we going to do? But Jesus said, wait. wait until you, the Holy Spirit, come upon you. When the Holy Spirit came upon you, what's going to happen? You will receive a power. And power talking is dunamis. It's like a dynamite. We say in the, like that, boom. You will baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire. That is when we are waiting with the Holy Spirit. And how you can receive Holy Spirit? Simply, Jesus, thank you. You died on the cross for me. And I know I am a sinner. It's not about my work. It's not about my righteousness. It's nothing to do about me. All about you. I am receiving the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit is gift. But if you want to walk with the Holy Spirit, that is not gift. My friend, if you want to receive the anointing, that is not gift anymore. This is something your willingness, because of the freedom, free choice God give every person. You're going to spend time with the Holy Spirit. You're going to walk with the Holy Spirit. Or you're going to have a Christian name on your name and you're going to be lost in the world. And, you know, when the Israelites, they came to promise them, God keep telling them, keep telling. You know why 40 years take time? They come to the promised land. That place is just 14 days or just say like 40 days. Because taking God from Egypt maybe take like 10 days or 4 days or 14 days, whatever you want to say. But taking Egypt from people's heart take 40 years. The matter of the heart, matter of the purification of saying, God, I want to lay down my everything. I want to follow Holy Spirit. Because Holy Spirit is not going to say, okay, your life is mixed and I'm going to go with the mixed life. It's not means we're not going to fall. It's not means there's condemnation. No, 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 no. There's no condemnation for those that are in Christ. But there is surrendering. There is something about you laying down your life, saying, God, I want to put my life on the altar. I want to sow for mission. I want to do for church. I want to do whatever. You couldn't go give. You couldn't give, pray. You couldn't do intercede. There is something about God will show to you. And you need to do daily, 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 daily. It's very simple. I got married 4 months ago. And I'm learning about marriage. I couldn't not go to home one day, go to home 5 days. Plus, if I want to go holiday or to do ministry, there's something reasonable. But I couldn't live with another lady for 1 hour. And they live with my lady for the 6 days. Something wrong. Something wrong. And then we want to say, God, fill me with the Holy Spirit. How God going to fill my Holy Spirit? Simply, number one, God, I want to surrender. I'm going to say, God, I am an empty cup. I'm a broken. I don't have anything. And I thank you. You choose people that couldn't talk to become your mouthpiece. Those that are afraid, you become like their boldness. Whatever is your weakness, God wants to come in, crash in, be glorified in that area, in that place. But He's looking for your yes. For your yes. The Holy Spirit is the one, is poured out the God loves in our hearts. Father's loves, Romans 5:5. How we receive the love of Father? Through the Holy Spirit. How Peter shared the gospel through the baptism of Holy Spirit. We did the Philip is the first evangelist in chapter 8, book of Acts. He said the Spirit told him to go to that place. We read Peter was stood in Acts chapter 4. He was afraid. He was arrested. Said that he filled with the Holy Spirit, not in Act 2. In Act 2, he did it one. In Act 4, he did it two. Again, every time you're just reading. Saint Paul in Acts chapter 19, he came, people were baptized. He said, did you receive the Holy Spirit? They said, we never heard about the Holy Spirit. So he laid the hand and said, receive the Holy Spirit. I believe there is, you know, surrendering part is our part, and the waiting is also our part. The baptism of the Holy Spirit should come to the church wider in Europe and personally. Person encounter, person awakening. Many people start blaming church. Many people start blaming leaders. Oh, we don't have that kind of signs and wonder in our church. I said, do you see in how long you go to church? He said, I go 2 hours on Sunday and 2 hours on Tuesday. I said, do you see in your daily life? He said, no. I said, don't blame your leader. Because if you want to see, start seeing from you. I know it's a little bit hard, my friend. I don't want to go like this. It's going to end good, okay? But I maybe, you know, many of you don't like me, but I don't want to preach 50-50 gospel. Okay, there's enough in the world. If you turn the American gospel, God wants to you have a Mercedes-Benz. Really? Prosperity. God wants you to have everything all together. Yes and no. Maybe he won't for you. Maybe he doesn't want for me. If you tell that gospel for Iranian people, they go to prison. They're going to want it. First thing they're going to say, oh God, where are you? Why you left me alone? I talked with the pastors in Turkey, the people over there. And I said, tell me about your experience when you were in prison. And I asked his wife, because I said, maybe he wants to show himself as a hero. I said, go away. And I said, if you want to know the truth about any wife, go to husband. If you want to know about like this, go to wife. And I said, come here. I want to hear about what his experience. He was arrested 3 times. And I said, the first experience was very funny. I went there and I was crying and I said, I'm so sorry this happened to you. We are together. We are praying for you. And he said, his answer was, yes, I sense your prayer. Why you are sorry? He said, you are in bad place. He said, no, listen to me. Last month, I led 20 people to Christ. I'm baptized on the shower. And because outside, like a prison, I didn't have a church building. Because the Iranian government didn't allow, but I have a good, like a church building now. Look, he said church building outside the same prison. And he was doing so much good, people in the government, they start putting him in the solitary room. Because he was sharing the gospel with everybody. And he have a good discipleship program. He said some people was like a whole life. Some people like 3 years should be stay there. I give him Bible, scripture, and other thing. And then after 3 months, he was in solitary room. He was like, eyes was shining and come up. And said, why you are like happy? That person was like doing integration. He said, I should so thankful for you. Because I was a minister for a long time. I didn't have time to have a like quiet intimacy time with Jesus. This is 3 months with best time of my life. Jesus was talking to me. I was talking to Jesus. And these guys freed him. They say, you have a psychology problem. But he said, believe me. He said, believe me, I don't have any problem. So you couldn't be like in the prison and be joyful. But maybe could. When we read Philippians 4:4, be joyful always. What? Paul, maybe you are in the Hilton Hotel. You write in this letter. He was in the worst prison. Mouse is going down and his feet, his hand was in the chain. And people doing outside, playing the church role. They are evangelizing, the competition and everything. And Paul said, okay, doesn't matter. Even they don't do with a good heart, good motivation, let them do. Don't worry for anything. So, where we coming? Number one, awaken. If we want to fill with the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit, number one is going to start with myself. Daily, 24 hours, I should surrender. Morning by morning, there's a good book, it's called Good Morning Holy Spirit by Ben Ehin. When you wake up, say good morning, my friend. How you obey your wife? Do same time with your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I am in your hands. What the Holy Spirit loves, how you can be filled with the Holy Spirit? Number one, worship. Change the atmosphere. Welcome Holy Spirit. How you welcome? Worship. Lift up Him, God Himself. Don't exalt this word. Don't let your football team become your idol. I see in Liverpool, I love Liverpool team as well. I see the teams and everything. But sometimes I see people, they are so passionate. And say, when we gonna see this kind of passion when we go to church? They are like, yeah, woo! They have a Liverpool clothes all around them. When they see Salah, they want to take pictures. They're waiting till the bus come. How many hours are we waiting for the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit come. We're waiting our children get married. We're waiting for this happen. We're waiting to our breakthrough. We're waiting for our marriage. We're waiting our church to get grow. But when was the last time we really waited to Jesus come back? Jesus, I am waiting. Do not receive that letter or that is, I'm waiting till you come back. How we can set that eternity lifestyle. Worship him, not worship, you know, your car or your money or whatever we go in. Many of us, we are so proud of our country. I love England. I love Iran. I went to Brazil. Holy Spirit has fallen. There was 100,000 leaders I was training. Holy Spirit started, you know, just touching each one of them. Broken people. And he said, you know, I don't know why Holy Spirit broke, as touching. And one leader said, we know, because we are not proud. And I said, what do you mean? He said, you know, American, they are so proud of who they are as a nation. And suddenly Holy Spirit talked to me and said, you know, yeah, there is. There is. We could be so, you know, pride inside our heart, outside Christ. If we put anything, if we boast anything apart from Christ, can become sometime in our heart that block or something like that to take the life and the love for Holy Spirit. Number two, read the Word of God. Feed yourself. Holy Spirit loves the, you know, Word of God, because it said all Scripture is prophesied, breathed by the Holy Spirit. Read it, proclaim daily. I am the child of God. Especially, everything is belonged about your identity. Don't let the enemy to let you down. I am child of God. I receive his righteousness. There's no condemnation. God has not given me spirit of fear. He gave me spirit of love, sound mind. Just keep telling that. I can do all things through Christ who did this. I am his disciple. Just keep declaring that. So read the word of God. Declare the word of God. Especially in this city, there's many Muslims. What you should do? Pray and declare. Jesus is the King. God, I pray for this city. And ask God for forgiveness of your fathers and fathers. When the church, you know, I believe we need to repent of our fathers. Sometimes they did something. We are reaping. Good and bad. Good and bad. Number three. So first is worship. Number two, word of God. Number three, be in the fellowship. Bible says, when we come together. In Psalms, it said that God commands blessing. In Book of Acts, he's talking about when they were in one court, in one heart, which is when you come together, that record, if you have any offense from your brother, your sister, you need to get out of your heart. Your number one strategy of devil, I keep reading, keep teaching, keep seeing in Iranian groups, especially in Europe, I seen how people, they come and they change the church. They said this to me, I don't like. Why the leader should tell that to me? I'm going to go with the guy another place. He's looking for a perfect church. And he couldn't find. And I find out the same. You know, this Christian, only hypocrite. You know, I am good. Only me good. And go there and reading at home become like. This is ongoing. God is working in me. Let's don't focus on another person. Let Holy Spirit work in me. Why I'm, you know, very early offended. Every person is trying to correct me. These days, you couldn't say to, you know, don't live in sexual life. This is my private life. I'm sorry. Go on. But this is not for church. God is looking for purity in the church. My leader was going to one church in London, and he was telling that. And he felt that word he need to release. I said, the pastor said, we don't go to private part of their life. I said, okay, don't wait for the move of the Holy Spirit. Don't wait it. We couldn't tell to our friend, our children, others, you know, outside the marriage life, we have sexual thing, and it's entering everywhere. take our society, our school. Our girls have 15 years old, they have abortion. Think back, England, think back. When you had this last 100 years ago, if we don't preach that, if we don't pray that, if we don't repent that, it's going to come down to 11, 12, 10. We're going to tolerate that. I'm not saying take this stick and kill them. I'm asking as a father that the mother start crying and weeping to the Lord. God, I want to start with myself and my children and my family. I want to bring back the gospel. The last thing I'm asking you to do, continually ask God, God, whatever you called me, I want to do that. Anointing come for service. Anointing don't come for you to feel good or to glorify yourself. If you don't want to do anything, don't wait for the anointing of the Holy Spirit to come to you. As I said, Holy Spirit in you, you just say surrender. He's not going to leave you. He's there forever. Okay? But if you want to receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon you, increase that, you say, God, if you call me to play worship, I'm going to do it. If you want to take the chair, I'm going to do it. If you want to just pray for our leader, I'm going to do it. If you want to share the gospel with one person, I'm going to do it. If you tell me to cook the food, do the hospitality, I'm going to do it. If you want to ask me to prophesy intercession, I'm going to do it. Because Holy Spirit anointing come for service, for other people. Look to outside. Say, God, I'm going to pray. And the anointing of the intercession is going to come to you. I want to evangelize. Anointing evangelism is going to come to you. It's not by might, not by power. It's not by our saying, I am good. No, no, no. And the beginning is very hard. Start very small thing. As I said, Jesus loves you. Just go and lay hand on the people's door and pray. Just buy some gift for people. Whatever you can do, just saying, God, God, I want to do that. When you do that, the increase of the Holy Spirit anointing upon your life. So number one was worship. Amen. Every day, change your 24 hour. Increase the worship in your car, in your home. Change the atmosphere. Number two, Word of God. Read the Word of God. Meditate, memorize, declare. Just tell outside, speak over your children. Me and my wife, my family will be saved. When I got saved, I start telling. I said, you know, it's very hard. My pastor said, shut up. And I said, why are you a little bit too hard? Shut up. He said, because you're telling nonsense. There's nothing in the Bible. It's hard for God. I said, my family, being a Muslim for all their life, they are in Iran. They don't have a church. It's not hard for you. He said, yeah, yeah, it's hard for us, but it's not hard for God. Today, we have 41 believers in my family, include all my family. Keep declaring what God promises. Amen? Number three, in the fellowship. Don't be alone, okay? Anytime you feel you are a very important person on planet Earth, you are, you are in some different way. You're going to end up to the mosque, okay? I seen many, many Muslim, many English people, they become Muslim. And I talked to one of them. He said, you know, I was Christian. I said, I'm not sure what kind of Christian. Because when Jesus said, I am finished, why somebody else has come to start? And he said, what, he finished? And I said, you know, I think you never been in the fellowship. You never been in the Bible study. He said, yeah, I just go like once a month. I said, okay, I understand. Come here. He never been. He didn't want to receive. He didn't want to go to Bible study. Why? Because there is a many program. I want to follow that program in TV and others. Why I should go for learning about pray? And then what happened to me? Being alone. We say wolf hurt the lonely ship. If wolf come, if you are middle of the all other ships, what's going to happen? You are protected. And number four, what? No, before service is the forgiveness, we said. Forgiveness. All the like offense in your heart, you need to be free. Amen? If you want to close the door for enemy, and number five is the service. Amen? So let's stand together. Fibers, did you put that worship I gave to you? Can you do that? There's a worship I love. It's called, Where You Go, I Go. What You Say, I Say. Amen? I want you to play that, and there's there, and we just wait for Holy Spirit for a few minutes, and we finish the, or actually I handle to the your pastors and to leaders, but we want to welcome Holy Spirit our personal life. Amen. And I felt to lay foundation, maybe in future we can come for ministry, for laying hand and impartation and transfer the Holy Spirit and others. But I felt in this stage, we need to go back to Holy Spirit. Amen. Sometimes we live in by conference to conference, great man lay hand or something like that. I believe encounter change the direction of our life, not change whole our lives. Many people say, if you lay hand on me, if the Reinhardt lay hand, if the Heidi Baker lay hand, my life change. I said yes and no, because that change your direction. Unless, if you don't want to walk daily, that anointing is going to go back. But if you have a character to carry that, yes, definitely impartation is very important. Many people prayed for me, Reinhardt, Heidi and others, my life transformed. But this is personal surrender. Lord, I want to surrender to you. I don't want to follow the word. I don't want to look to what other Christians they do. I want to look to Jesus and follow him. Amen. Amen. Would you stand up, please, and close your eyes. And for a few minutes, please, just have your own thought. I keep repenting every day. It's not something I do once for last week or something like that. This morning I was saying, God, I repent of my knowingly sin and not knowingly. And if I am judging, if I am too harsh, if I'm too slow, God, if I'm lazy, if I am whatever, that's not important. It's God is not condemning you, my friend. Something about you just like digging the well, you're opening the well again. The close by offense, the close by anger, the close by whatever. Just say to God, between you and God, there is no condemnation at all. Jesus dealt with all your sin at the cross, small and big. Whatever, there's nothing can separate from God. Jesus died on the cross to take all your sin once for all. And he paid it all. He shed his blood. But my friends, that not means we are not living in the world with the full of sin. That not means I'm not going to fall or anything like that. Don't let your phone die. Put in the charge every day. Every day. It's not easy. This world is against us. God warned to the Israelites, said that when you go to promised land, don't forget me. Don't forget my command. Don't forget. They become slowly, they become like a war. They talk like a war. They have an idol. Sometimes we forget. But if I look back to my life, maybe your child, maybe your country, maybe your football team, maybe your cereal become your idol. Look, whatever you don't do in this week makes you, your hand start shaking. 2 months ago, God said, your mobile phone is your God. Because you couldn't put away. Just ask God, please, between you and God, forgive me. If any place I am a little bit too hard, forgive me. I love you. I love you with all my heart. God loves us so much. He doesn't want we stay as we are. That is his love. As parents, you know what we're talking about. If you love your parents, you say to them. If you love your children, you tell to them. God, in Jesus' name, would you release your Holy Spirit? Awaken me, God. Awaken, restore my relationship with you. Restore my relationship with you, God. I come to you. I come to you, God. Like a Jesus' parents, they lost Jesus in the traditional way of the going to the temple when he was 12 years old. For 3 years, they didn't know they lost Jesus until they see there is no Jesus. Bill Johnson said, when you don't have a joy in your life, look back and see where you left Jesus. Sometimes we can be gathered, we can be so busy on the traditional way. And we lose that relationship. Jesus is not going to leave us or forsake us. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about say yes to his faithfulness. Say yes to daily life. Daily bread he want to give to you. Say yes to his healing he want to give to you. Say yes to the Holy Spirit and the fire he want to release daily in your life. Say yes to him. Say, God, I choose you. I choose life. I want to see my grandchildren and children and my children's and children, God. I want to see my street. Be safe. I'm going to keep declaring. I'm going to keep obeying the word of God. I'm going to look to me, God. Let's cry out. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Speak it. Open your mouth. Whatever stop your mouth, do not talk to the Lord. We rebuke it in Jesus' name. Every culture of shy, everything demonic, in Jesus' mighty name, I bound it and I command to leave these people. In Jesus' mighty name. Start talking to the Lord. Say, God, I am here, God. I respond to you. Not any man, not any person, God. I am responding to you, God. I am saying yes to your service. I want to know my gift. I want to say, God, I want to walk in what you call to me to walk, God. Shekaraba sokoraba senama soraba shikaraba sondo. Raba sanama sana. If anything you stop you to reading the word of God and Bible, start reading again. Start reading again. Start declaring again. Change your thought from gossip to declaring love and blessing to people around us. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, I take a charge over every fear of Islam. I bind that spirit of Islam in this city. In Jesus' mighty name, I take a charge over every fear from every Muslims, from these people. In Jesus' name, I break it. In Jesus' mighty name. Fear of terrorists or bomb anything, any lie from devil, any person believed God. We expose it. And I thank you, God, nobody's going to die. We're going to go from one room to another room. We're going to see you face to face, God. Let us live according to what you say. By your grace, God, we know not about us, but all about you, all about your power. But we say, yes, we want to shine between darkness, God. Fill us again. God, I know there is no time, but you can fill person in their place. As John the Baptist said, he baptized us with water, but he will come. Jesus, he will baptize us with the Holy Spirit and fire. And I want to pray as you surrender for a few minutes. The Holy Spirit, come. For those that are hungry, those that are thirsty, as Jesus said, start touching my Holy Spirit. Father, in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, I ask the fire of the Holy Spirit to come to this altar. To come to this altar, God, touch them in Jesus' mighty name. Let your fire fall in this place, God. Fire of evangelism, fire of worship, fire for repentance, God. Give grace. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, release your fire and anointing upon us. Baptize us afresh. Recommission us, God. Recommission us. Recommission us, God, in Jesus' name. Recommission us for intercession, for prayer, God. For prayer, God. Cry out for city, God. Nothing is hard for you, God. If you don't see or don't see, pray. Sometimes you don't see, and this city become like a revivalist city in the whole country. Pray and believe it. God can wipe away all false teaching, our false worshippers. God is faithful to listen to your prayer.